General Motors chief Rick Wagoner managed to calm investors yesterday. His company's stock rose about 7% after his announcement of big cost-cutting plans. It includes speeding up production cuts. GM also plans to eliminate thousands of office jobs, and it will cut health care benefits for many white-collar retirees. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio has more.
Come January, every salaried retiree will lose their health care benefits once they turn 65. GM is the last of the big three automakers to end health benefits for non-union retirees. Chrysler did it in 2006, and Ford did it last year.
My advice would be, first of all, don't panic.
Howard Payne retired from Ford's design team in 1997. He meets regularly with other retired designers for breakfast. Last year, Ford announced it was ending health care benefits for Medicare-eligible white-collar retirees.
Immediately, panic set in, and our group of retirees that meet once a month, there was a few that wanted to wave their fist in the air and say they can't do that, and another friend of mine and I stepped up and said, hey, guys, we've got to be positive because waving our fist, kicking the curb, doesn't do anything.
Payne started talking to other groups of retirees, and he helped convene a series of meetings with Ford officials and insurance companies to figure out what their options were and what health plans they could get into. Payne says with less than 6 months to go, GM's retirees need to get together and do the same thing.
They have to help themselves because Generous Motors is not going to take them by the hand and lead them.
Payne says he's paying about $1,000 a year out of his pocket for benefits similar to what Ford provided. GM CEO Rick Wagoner says he's not happy about ending health coverage for older retirees, but he says it'll help the company stay in business.
Tough measures. We don't like to take them, but we think it's a necessary thing to do, and we certainly hope that the increase in pensions will help defray some of the impact.
General Motors will help retirees who are over the age of 65 with the cost of buying supplemental health insurance. They'll get an extra $300 a month in their pension payments. GM isn't saying how much money the move will save the company, but it's part of a plan to cut 20% of its salaried employee costs. That's an annual savings of $1.5 billion. Rebecca Lindland is an analyst for Global Insight. She says the test for GM will be whether it survives the next 18 months. But she does not believe the company is anywhere near bankruptcy.
You know what? I don't think that bankruptcy is imminent in any way, shape, or form. I don't think it was imminent yesterday, and I don't think it's imminent tomorrow. I think that the company has other cards that they can play, and that's what we're seeing.
Lindland says GM is doing now what the other domestic automakers have already done, like selling off or mortgaging assets. GM's actions are largely intended to shore up confidence on Wall Street at a time when its stock price is at an historic low. The company's stock gained value after the announcement on a day when the market saw mostly losses. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett.